Hello, this is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net with the Music Marketing Secrets podcast. And today I want to save you some money on your musician mailing list. As some of you probably know, I use a service called Aweber to handle all emails because they've got great deliverability rate. Plus, they let you automate your responses and they give you lots of good stats and stuff like that, which we can look at and see what emails are working best. Another quick little tip before I get into the main content is that if you send out broadcast emails, which is emails that you write and just send, rather than automatic emails to your list, and then track which ones get the best response or which ones get the most click-throughs, then you can automate those. And that means that, you know, you've already tested the email and, you know, you automate one on day one when the person joins the list, and then you might do one a week later and you'll know that all your automated emails will be effective. So that'll be cool. But anyway, today we're going to save some money. Now, the thing about Aweber is that if someone joins your list and they don't confirm their email address, or if they unsubscribe, Aweber counts all of those people into your main total, and it might kind of tip you over to a new pricing scale. So if you see the pricing of Aweber here, up to 500 people on your list is $19 a month, then it goes up to I think it's another $10 after that, and then it goes to $29 a month once you've got 500 to 2,500 up from there. So I noticed the other day that I got a bill for like $30 or, you know, whatever was more than I was paying before on one of my lists. So I looked into it and I noticed that I had a lot of these people who over the, you know, the course of a couple of years have unsubscribed, which is fine. They're allowed to do that. That's fine. More people stayed on the list, obviously. But I noticed there's a few people that I should clear from the list, and then it will tip me back under the scale and I can save a bit of money, which is always good. So anyway, all you do is you come into your Aweber account here and you click, this is a home recording list that I run as well, because I am doing other stuff, not just music marketing, to help people out with home recording as well. So anyway, you come to subscribers here and you click search. You just click on subscribers, that's all you have to do. And then you come down to the view segment tab here and just go unsubscribed. I think there's about 700 and something people on this list, and I think we've got like about 100-ish people who've unsubscribed over the few years that the site's been live. So I noticed that, you know, there's no point me having these people on the list. So I'm going to click this 100 tab here, erase, and save. Waiting for it to load. Here we go. Taking a while. Okay, good. And just delete this next page. Save. I'm not going to do a little waiting jingle this time. I'm just going to let us be silent while we wait. Good. And now, last page. Oh, maybe there's a few more than I thought. And then, save. So, that's just got rid of, I think, a couple of hundred people off the list who'd unsubscribed. And, yeah, means that it'll be cheaper to run Aweber now. So, that is all good. So, I think I'm going to set you up with a free trial to Aweber. Like, I think they give you a month to test it all out for nothing. And if I can, I'm going to put it under this video. So you should check that out and give them a try, because it's free and you can't really get better than free. So anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this video. I hope you got something out of it. I hope it saves you money, mainly. That's really why I made it. That's why I'm sitting here giving you this little tip. So anyway, I'll speak to you guys soon. I hope you have a good day. And that was Music Marketing Secrets.